Let's talk with my great producer, Dan Shugru. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Nick.
How are you, man?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Not bad. Not bad. Had a nice turnout last night for National Lampoon's Vacation.
I'm glad to hear it.
Nice big turnout. And I don't know if I've heard my father laugh harder ever than during National Lampoon's Vacation. I thought he was going to pass a stone. He was laughing so hard. My mom, too. They were both just, like, losing it. I think it might be, of all the movies that they've seen at my film club over the past couple of years, I think this one might be their favorite. So, nice big crowd. Some people, there were a few people that had never seen it before. It was really great to see the movie in a full house. A pretty full house. It wasn't sold out. But like, with an audience laughing. Like, and laughing hard. Like, throughout the entire movie. Like, big laughs.
Did you point out the Eugene Levy scene before the movie, or did you let people go with it?
Before. I said, because I was like, the first big laugh in the movie is less than 60 seconds after the opening credits. And it's Eugene Levy does a take that I just think is one of the funniest things ever. And I was like, you guys are going to hear me laughing because it's the first big take and it involves Eugene Levy. And the whole audience went nuts when it happened. And so it was great. You know, Colin and Eric were there, and Bob Madea was there, and you got to talk to him.
I did, yes. Yeah. It was nice to meet him.
And he and his lovely wife, they were there. And, it was a great night, a really, really great night. I did officially make the announcement, and I can talk about it on the air now, about next month's screening, and I'll get to that in a second. And let me say hello to everybody else. In the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Hello, Vic.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
How are you, man?
Good.
Good. You watched the All-Star game at all?
I watched part of it.
Yeah.
Now, you know.
I just heard now, not knowing what happened because I was in the movie, and we were working here on some stuff before the show, that Wade Davis gave up the home run.
I know.
It's never going to end, is it?
He gave up the in the 10th inning, yeah.
You know, the Cubs can't get a break even when it is a break.
And who's managing the losing team?
Yeah.
Cubs manager Joe Madden.
Exactly.
But still.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, welcome,
Thank
Vic.
You, sir.
All right. And in the traffic hut is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
What's going on with you in the world of the hut?
Oh, nothing. No rain here.
No rain in the
in
hut.
In this hut.
Now, I'll tell you, I was looking at the radar, and this is going to be, we've got some storms that are going to be in the area for a while.
Yeah.
And it's the worst kind because it's hot out. And it's pouring, and it's not cooling off.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Although tonight, I've been watching Michigan Avenue camera.
Yeah.
Somebody put it, it's usually facing the street, and now it's up facing the sky, so I've been getting like a little bit of a light show.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Every time I turn my head.
Yeah. that's where it is. It is over there.
Yeah.
Excuse me, my God.
Wow.
Do you want to go outside and just swallow some water from the rain that's coming down?
I got to take a sip of water here.
I thought we were starting with Esmeralda buy this for a second.
Take a deep breath outside. That humid air will.
Oh, my God. Hey, let me, you know how we were talking yesterday that it was going to be Loopy Nick?
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's going to be Loopy Nick because I did not get any sleep. I got barely any sleep on Tuesday.
So it's a continuation of yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I didn't, you know, and then I went straight to the movie and came straight here, and, you know. So right around 4, it's going to get a little weird, I think.
Does 2 days of loopiness impact the Uncle Crazy Nick's auto pond? Like,
I have to put the Prime Minister of Hot Dog's son in charge. So. Oh, man. All right. But take a break, and we come back. I'm going to tell you the big announcement about our next film club. Our next film club screening will be on Tuesday, August 8th, as always, at the AMC Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont, and it's going to be great. It's going to be really, really great, and it's very, very cool. So I'm officially going to announce it. We'll talk about it, and I hope everybody comes out because it's going to be really, really cool, and I'll tell you all about it after we take a break. Right here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up after 2:30, we will have two members of Great Moments in Vinyl to join us, Lindsey Cochran and Phil Angotti. And they're going to tell us all about them performing the Beatles' White Album, which is not an easy feat. And we'll talk a little bit about that and hear a little of it as well. That's coming up after 2:30. We're going to talk about great romantic comedies and also the terrible ones. We're going to talk about romantic comedies in general in honor of the fact that a great one opens wide this Friday, The Big Sick, one of the best movies of the year. So we'll talk about that, and Esmeralda and I will have a little battle of the celebrity name game. That's all coming up. So, I want to thank everybody for coming out to National Lampoon's Vacation. Last night, we had a great time. It was really a lot of fun. And we're going to do, it's a monthly thing for us. And the next film club event that I am hosting is on Tuesday, August 8th. And here's the special announcement. And I hope everybody gets their tickets, and they will be available soon. We are showing Revenge of the Nerds on the big screen. That's a classic 80s comedy. And it'll be 4K restoration digital, be beautiful on the big screen, Revenge of the Nerds. And Curtis Armstrong, who plays Booger, will be there live. So Booger will be there live. He is going to sign books. He wrote a book called The Revenge of the Nerd, and it's his memoir. He is going to be there live. He's going to introduce the movie. We'll do a Q&A afterwards. He will have books there to sell. You can get your book signed. You get a picture with Curtis Armstrong. Curtis Armstrong, as you probably know, has been in a ton of stuff. He was a regular on Moonlighting for a long time with Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd. And he was also in movies like Better Off Dead. He was in One Crazy Summer. And, of course, he was Miles in Risky Business. He is the guy in Risky Business who has two of the legendary lines in that script. He's the guy who tells Joel that he should say what the blank, take some chances. He is also the guy who has the legendary line, I have a trig midterm in the morning and I'm being chased by Guido the Killer Pimp. That's Curtis Armstrong. And he's going to be here and he'll be at the screening. It's going to be so much fun. You get to meet him and talk with him and ask him questions, and a big Q&A thing we'll do at the end of the movie, and he'll introduce Revenge of the Nerds. So in addition to watching this really funny classic 80s comedy on the big screen, Curtis Armstrong, also known as Booger, will be there live. And he will sign books and he'll take pictures, and it's going to be great.
Is there going to be a burp off?
Well, you know what? I'll ask him. If he's up for the burp off.
I'm freaking out a little bit. That's great.
Why is that? Do you like him?
I love him.
Yeah.
He's such a unique actor.
He
man.
Is.
So cool.
I hope you can make it out.
I will definitely be there, yeah.
Tuesday, August 8th. I will not be on the air that week. I'm taking, because that's the flashback weekend is that weekend. And Curtis is going to be at the flashback weekend. He's going to be there, and he's sticking around an extra 2 days so he can come to my screening, which I think is really cool, because he's going to be in from the 4th. August 4th through the 6th is the Flashback Weekend Convention. and by the way, tomorrow on the show, the great Lance Hendrickson is going to be with us. Lance Hendrickson, star of Aliens and Near Dark and Dog Day Afternoon and so many, the TV show Millennium, one of the greatest character actors of all time. He's going to be with us, and he's going to be at the Flashback Weekend as well. And the Flashback Weekend is at the Crown Plaza Hotel at O'Hare in Rosemont. And it's August 4th through the 6th. That's Friday through Sunday. Sven Gulli's going to be there. Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger is going to be there. A ton of people from many of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Just an incredible lineup. And I'm there all weekend, as I do every year. I'm going to be one of the hosts, as I am every year. And so I'm taking that week off afterwards. So I will not be on the air on that Tuesday, Vic. But please come out.
I will be there, definitely.
It's Tuesday, August 8th. Tuesday, August 8th. And it's Revenge of the Nerds on the big screen, digitally remastered, $14 to get in, free popcorn, and Curtis Armstrong, Booger, will be there. And he'll be answering questions and signing books, and you can buy one of his books, get pictures and all kinds. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be just going to be a blast. So anyway, get your tickets. They'll be available soon, and you get to meet Booger. And I will probably spend, a lot of time talking to him about Risky Business, because it's like one of my favorite movies of all time. And I just have many, many questions. And they actually go, what were you going to say, Vic?
I said, I may just take off that night so I can hang around.
We're all going to be off.
You guys are all taking that night off because we want to hang out with Booger afterwards. Yeah.
I'm not joking around here, man.
Vic is serious, man. All right. Well, I hope everybody can make it. It's Tuesday, August 8th. The tickets are not on sale yet. But Curtis Armstrong Live, Revenge of the Nerds on the big screen at the AMC Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. I hope everybody can make it. All right, we'll take a break, and we got the news coming up, and then Great Moments in Vinyl will join us after the news.